Welcome to the Girl Do You First podcast. My name is Ashlyn.
And I'm Kylie.
And we are your hosts.
We will be taking you along on our personal journeys of putting ourselves first in all aspects of our lives.
Through that, we will be teaching you all of our valuable tips and tricks so that you can start living a happy and fulfilled life with you in the driver's seat.
If you have been feeling like you are living your life for everyone other than yourself, then you have come to the right podcast.
Our ultimate goal in this podcast is to help you unapologetically, confidently, and automatically start putting yourself first.
We are so grateful that you have chosen to spend time with us.
If you are hearing these words right now, that means that you have been divinely guided to this episode.
Take a moment to smile and be proud of yourself for just clicking play.
You have already taken the first step to choosing you.
Now let's get into this episode.
Hello, beautiful. Welcome to the podcast. This is Ashlyn, and I'm sitting here with Kylie.
Hello.
Today's episode is something that we want to inspire you to think about as you're going on today and set your day off in a better, even better mood if you're already in a good mood, no matter if it's nighttime, morning time, whenever. Today's topic is going to be about gratitude and how that is such a huge, it seems small, but such a huge factor in creating a life of your dreams, putting yourself first, because a lot of the times we go day to day to day. And we take so many things for granted. I think it's kind of just taught to us not to sit down and be grateful.
Yeah.
Or it's weird if somebody prays before they eat or gives thanks before they eat. It's kind of like, oh yeah, whatever. And we tend to go day by day not actually being grateful for our health unless we're sick. We get sick and then we're like, oh, crap. God, please help me. I don't want to be sick, blah, blah, blah. I'll be so grateful. Or if somebody gets into a car crash and then loses their walking and then it's like, okay, I'll do anything. And it's like, we take for granted what we have, all of these small things, but gratitude, when we're actually consciously putting energy into what we have and feeling grateful for it, that energy emits a vibration. And then it brings us more of what we're feeling. Yeah. So gratitude can be used in anything, whether it's already going good or bad. And I actually have used this recently. We're going to link this down in the show notes, the book, The Magic. I'm going to say this until your ears fall off. You got to read The Magic. It is a daily step-by-step gratitude book, but I have used this to improve relationships in my life by just being grateful. And that had nothing to do with them specifically doing anything or me telling them. It was the fact that I was giving this higher vibe energy toward a relationship that I wasn't feeling high vibe about because I was taking it for granted. And I was focusing on the negative versus what I'm so grateful for. Yeah. And so gratitude is a really cool, magical practice that really can change the way that you are being and the way that you're feeling in relationships with work, with other people, or what you're bringing into your life. Because it truly is like magical when you start to be grateful for the things that you would think of being little. And I remember when I first started doing this practice that this book has you do is every single morning you wake up and you write down 10 things you're grateful for. At first, I thought it was kind of weird and my mind was like, well, what are we going to be grateful for? And it's like looking around at like the couch. All right, some pillows. I'm grateful for the pillows because they're soft and blah, blah, blah. But then as you continue to write down your gratitude list or even say it out loud in the car, I'm grateful for this, you're going to start to realize like, holy crap, you're grateful for the fact that there are cashiers and people moving around and working in grocery stores that are keeping everything organized and the dates correctly because that provides you with easy access to get really good food. You're grateful for the farmers that go up early every single day and actually cultivate the food that they then send it on trucks, and we're grateful for the truck drivers. We're grateful for this. And you start to realize how many working things are in play in this world to keep you alive and have a healthy and convenient and happy life. And we just forget about it. We don't focus on it.
No, because it's all just handed to us.
Yeah. And that is, it is so powerful when you actually put abundantly like gratitude and be like, wow, the reason I'm grateful for this person today, the reason I'm grateful for this today is because of this. And you get into that feeling of gratitude. It truly just, it makes you like, it just makes you happier, like absolutely. Instantly.
It raises your vibration. Yeah. Easily.
Yeah.
Because like if you're having, like you said, even if you're having a good day, to even look at things like this morning, I was like watching the sunrise. And I know a couple of days ago, you were also watching a magnificent sunrise. And being able to see that sunrise with our eyes and perceiving it and having it, having an emotional reaction from it was a form of gratitude this morning, first thing in the morning. And I'm like, wow, like we live on a beautiful planet. And the fact that I have eyesight to see this beautiful sunrise, like there's so many factors that go into it. And I was like, starting my day out that way, I'm like, this is awesome. This is great. I love that.
Yeah. Whereas like a lot of people go to work and they're just like rushing and they're like, oh yeah, whatever, the sky was pretty. But like, wait, no, like you get to see the sky. You have vision. Like you're able to see this and this is so pretty. And like, what is it making you feel? And like,
yes. Taking a moment to actually appreciate the feeling that it invokes.
Yes.
And also like whenever you're on your way to work, you're on your way to a job that pays you money and you get to drive the car that you're driving to work along with other people who are also like on the same like path in life going to work. Like I think sometimes whenever we think about like traffic and stuff like that, I'm guilty of this and I'm just like, oh, I have to go sit in traffic. But I'm like, no, I get to drive my lovely truck to work, enjoy a sunrise if there is a beautiful sunrise that morning, and I just get to be in that stillness and in that moment where everybody else is just like, I've got to get from point A to point B. And it's like, have gratitude from point A to point B. It'll make it a lot more pleasant.
Well, like how magical would it make you feel listening to this if you're like, wow, I am this years old and I am driving my own vehicle and I have enough gas and this is so freaking cool and I'm able to see and feel things as I'm moving to work and then I get to have this job and it is just so badass that I am so self-sufficient and I'm just crushing it today and I'm just enjoying today versus like I get to get it to work, I'm going in the car, da da da, why is my car not starting, da da da, like
yeah,
like really flipping it and being like, wow, I actually have a car. And then in that instance, when things do go awry, there's actually a quote, but in the book, it talks about like when things are breaking down or when things aren't working, it's just showing you the lack of gratitude that you're having for that thing.
Oh, that's interesting.
So like, so if you're just taking your car for advantage, like car for advantage that you have one, like it's probably going to start breaking down because you're not actually grateful for it. So why would it stay in your life? You're not really giving it good energy. So it's going to start deflecting from you. But even if you have something happen where, let's say your car breaks down, how grateful is it that you have a phone?
Yes.
Like, how cool is it that you have a phone that you can call people? Like, how cool is it that we have, like, there's so many things to like, when you focus on what you're grateful for, negativity and like lack can't live in the same it feeling as gratitude.
Yeah.
So when you're focusing daily on gratitude, what you're focusing your mind on is all of the really cool small things that make up your life that are actually magical. And when you start to focus on that, that is going to, again, higher your vibration into that frequency. And then you're going to promote more of it throughout your day and you're going to be happier.
I love that.
And it's like, everyone's like, oh, I'm just trying to be happy. I'm just trying to be happy. And it's like, dude, be happy right now. Like, absolutely. If you start to focus on what you're grateful for and all the small, quote, you quote unquote, think small things, you actually realize how big they are.
Oh, yes.
And then by you having happiness now, you're creating that and bringing that into your future.
Absolutely. I actually have it written down on here, cosmic consciousness. Like whenever I am having a moment and having a hard time, like finding gratitude, I imagine myself on planet Earth. And then I imagine Earth in our solar system, and then I imagine the solar system in the universe, and I'm like, I'm made of these exact same elements. Like, it's wild that we're even here floating through space. Like, this is fucking miraculous. And then I have a moment where I feel very small, but I also feel very big at the same time, that I'm like, wow, all of these small things have all come together in such perfect alignment that we're in existence in this exact moment. Mm. Like, what? Like, it's amazing. And I, because there are times where I'm just like, it's hard for me to be grateful for anything around me. I get into those mindsets. I'm working through it. We've been really good the last several weeks of not having mindsets like that. But that was like one thing that would just shift me, that I was like, wow, like we have like this cosmic consciousness that is so huge and so massive. And here we are just like tiny little humans on earth able to comprehend that like sense of massiveness that we have. That is working for us.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's so beautiful. Like, I'm so thankful for all of this. And here we are just like bitching and griping every day that like, hey, I got to go to work, which, hey, again, hi, yes, I'm that person too. I'm working through it. And in the last 2 weeks, every time I've like had the mentality of going into work, I'm like, today is going to be an amazing day. I'm so grateful for my job. I'm so thankful for the people that I meet there. And for the last 2 weeks, I've had no resistance. I've had great times at work. I realized like the resistance that I was feeling for my job was built up beforehand. And it was like meeting me while I was there. And I'm like, I don't want to go to work. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. And then as soon as I got to work, all that resistance was meeting me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I should be so grateful that I have this job. 2 years ago, I wanted this job. And then now I have it. And now my lack of gratitude has dissipated. Why do you think that is, though, in our lives, that like once we get what we've like dreamt of, that our gratitude kind of like, you know, dissolves over that time?
I think it's because we're taught that we, our happiness and our like fulfillment is in the future, not in the now.
Okay.
So like you said, you're like, I wanted this job 2 years ago. And then when you got the job, it was a very fleeting like excitement. And then you kind of realized like you put it up on this pedestal and it really wasn't everything that you hoped and dreamed, because you're still in the same feelings as you were before. Like you thought it was going to change you. You thought it was going to be something brilliant and amazing. And that's actually what happens when people are like, oh yeah, I'm just like working up the ladder, and they get to the ladder and they're like, really, honestly, it's just like more paperwork. Like what the fuck? Yeah.
Then
like,
you experience burnout.
Yeah. But they're expecting this like big, awesome feeling, like everyone's gonna be like, whoa, look at you, you're so cool. I feel great. Like, no, like that's not what life is about. And so yeah, I think that's why, is because we project that like in the future, when I have this, and then I will be happy, versus when you're focusing on what you're grateful for now, you're creating that fulfilling feeling now.
Yes.
And then you're going to just emit that day to day. There was something in the book that it says, imagine if you were alone on planet Earth. Planet Earth got wiped out and you're the only one living. How boring. Like, it doesn't matter where you go, state to state, there would be like nobody there.
Yeah.
So now, what are you grateful for? I'm grateful for that there's other people around me. I'm grateful for someone who smiled at me today. I'm great. Like, if you start to think like that, like, there, we have so much to be happy about.
Absolutely.
But we're raised in a society that focuses on negativity. And why? Because negativity is addicting.
It is.
It's an addicting frequency.
Yeah. And I mean, I think for me, like, gratitude and mindfulness, like, go hand in hand. And whenever I say that, it's because when you're walking in mindfulness, you're in the present moment. Like, the definition of mindfulness would just be living in the exact moment. And like you said, a lot of the time we are either living in the future, like, okay, now I'm here, now where do I get to next? Or we're stumbling in the past, like caught up in relationships or confrontations or things that we should have, would have, could have done. And we don't walk with that mindfulness. And I think like, it's so important to have the two go hand in hand, because like whenever you are in the present moment, you are able to see the things that are in front of you and to have that gratitude that you have those things. And we live in a very like consumeristic society, to where we think that like things that we buy will bring us gratitude. And then if you've ever noticed, if you keep buying things and keep buying things, and then you like look around and you're like, none of these things are making me happy anymore. Mm-hmm. It's like, there's like that good saying that, you know, money cannot buy you happiness. So like even buying things mindfully will boost your gratitude so much more. Like next time you go to buy something, really put in that mindful connection. Like you going to the crystal shop in the last episode that you're talking about, and being attracted to specific crystals that draw you in. You're not just like, oh, I want this one and this one and this one. You're like, I'm feeling an energetic pull towards these crystals, instead of just grabbing every single one of them because I need all the crystals. No, like you need the ones that you're attracted to. And I think that we can have those type of mindfulness practices whenever we come into like consumerism, because I was somebody that like got caught up in consumerism. And I know, like, again, not last episode, but the episode before, I mentioned like wanting the really nice house, like wanting all these things, thinking buying things would make me happy, and then making more money would make me happy. But then therefore, I just bought more things and then just still didn't feel that feeling of gratitude. And it was just because I wasn't appreciating any of it. Like, I wasn't appreciating how I was getting the money. I wasn't appreciating the type of lifestyle I was living. And I'm like, I just need to like stop all of this and have a hardcore reset. And I don't think like, and after that, I don't think I bought anything for like 4 or 5 months. I was like, no, like I need to have a better understanding of what I'm bringing into my energetic field and why. Because I was definitely somebody who, yeah, I bought things because I thought that they would make me happy. And I'm like, this isn't, but now that I have like gratitude on a day-to-day basis, whenever I buy the things that I buy now, I feel like they bring me immense happiness. Like, and I'll take way more time trying to pick out things. And then sometimes things will just naturally gravitate towards me too. And I feel like, I think probably in the last probably 2 months, I've like tried to do that like mindfully going out and like buying things instead. Cause I am definitely that girl that's like, ooh, I like that. I want it. I'll buy it. Like, and I'm like, no, cause that is like the first recipe for disaster into not being grateful for what you have. Cause like we literally just have a society where we can go grab anything we want.
Yeah. And it's definitely a consumer society.
Yeah.
Like we're just, yeah.
And we don't have
next
to work,
best thing.
Well, quote unquote, work for it. We do have to work for it. We have to work our jobs to pay for whatever we're buying, but like, we don't really have to work for it. Like we can go out and get whatever we want. And I think if we're not having gratitude while we're buying the things that we're bringing into our house, like even our groceries, it just, again, it makes that task mundane and not fun. And yeah. It's like, just even I get to buy these groceries. I'm so thankful. I'm going to be very mindful about everything that I'm buying and bringing in the house. And I'm so thankful that I get to buy all these things. Like, and just switching your mindset from just having to do it and then like getting to do it has been so helpful of just producing gratitude for me and being just mindful in the moment.
Yeah.
So just like, what am I going to do after the grocery store? I'm going to have to put all these stinking groceries away. No, I'm going to enjoy the car ride home and then I'm going to come home and I'm going to listen to a podcast. I'm going to put the groceries away and it's going to be beautiful. And I'm going to clean out the refrigerator and I'm so thankful for the refrigerator I have. Like, it sounds really silly, but it's like if you're not thankful and grateful for just the simple things like electricity and indoor plumbing.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't know. I think it's just things that we take for granted. I always just think, I'm like, what if we had, you know, like the doomsday preppers. I'm like, what if something actually happened to cause us to have to really be more self-sustainable? And imagine everything that we would have took for granted. Imagine if that was just taken away from you. Like, it gives you a new frame of mind that you'd be like, oh, fuck, I'm so thankful for these cell phones. I'm so thankful for this water, the shower. Like, it's so easy to practice gratitude. Probably one of the easiest practices that I feel like we can do to change our mindset. And like you said earlier, like it'll raise our vibrational frequency and therefore good things will continue to come our way.
Do you practice gratitude, like writing it down more or just saying it throughout your day? Or what do you do specifically?
I generally like to write it down, but a lot of the time I'll have a moment where I say, like, if I feel myself wandering too far in thoughts, I'll bring myself back to the moment and tell myself what I'm grateful for in that exact moment. So it's just one way that I bring myself back to reality. Because, you know, if you're doing a task, again, I always just say like mundane task, washing the dishes, your mind will tend to wander, right? Like, and that's fine sometimes, but like sometimes you're wandering away into things and energetic frequencies that aren't going to serve you. The best thing is just to be mindful about doing the dishes. Feel the dishes while you're washing them. And that's just kind of, so like, I guess like I practice gratitude by like bringing myself back into the current moment of what I'm doing. Mm. Even if it's just me sitting there writing and I made a designated amount of time, I'm like, I'm so grateful that I can even be here writing my goals down or writing my gratitude down. What about you? Like, how do you find practicing and writing? You like write gratitude down.
I think that for me before, I was like, oh yeah, I'm just grateful. I say thank you. Like, thank you when I get stuff, or thank you this, or thank you that. Like, sure, I'm grateful. But when I started this book and I actually physically write down and take time to physically actively write 10 things down that I'm grateful for, and then after writing them down, saying them back out loud, and then saying thank you, thank you, thank you after, like, really feeling like so grateful, that brought me to the energy. And then throughout the day, then I do pay attention to those small things. I think that the days that I don't write the gratitude and don't physically take time to, hey, we woke up today, hey, this and that, like, I'm so grateful I have a warm house right now. Yeah. It's so cold outside. I'm so grateful that I have a safe space right now.
Yeah.
And it just can be one of those things that, again, I feel like the active practice of me physically writing down when I'm, and I tell you guys, I'm not somebody that likes to write stuff down. I'm not like a, I'm not a notes person. I don't like doing it. But when I forcibly, actively put this into like pen and paper into reality, it's just helped kind of like my whole rest of my day.
Yeah.
Feeling in that good vibe. There's this quote from Buddha that I'm trying so hard to find and can't find it in this book right now. But it basically states, like, because there's all of us, every one of us is going to have a moment where, like, I have nothing to be grateful for. My life sucks. This is going wrong. This is going wrong. And it says, like, something along the lines of the fact that, like, be grateful that you're here today or you're healthy today. And if your health isn't okay, be grateful that at least you haven't died.
Yeah.
Like, it's like there was like, it's a multiple step thing, but basically there is always so many things that you can be grateful for. And our mind is taught to generalize, focus on the lack and what we don't like. And so when we try to flip our mind, it feels very uncomfortable and very weird and very kind of like funny. Almost we're like, why do I have to focus on what I'm grateful for?
Yeah.
But then you realize the energy of what you're kind of on this like autopilot of just like expecting things. I find this so interesting, like just in my mind, like how people treat other people and expecting like a server to be a certain way and expecting this right now and expecting that, or expecting that like the light's not working, da da da. Like, we've become in this like expectant, microwavable, like, I expect this.
Yeah.
No. It's so cool that that's available and we can flip our mind. And so you become less on edge, I feel like, when you're focusing on what you're grateful for, and you become more of a generally patient, calm, like centered, peaceful person.
I agree.
Just by the simple act of taking time to focus on small things that you are grateful for.
Yes.
Like, it's so crazy. Like, it really sounds so simple. Like, this whole episode, I'm just like, all I do is write down 10 things and say what
it is.
It's
so huge. Simple.
It's huge.
Yeah. And that's where I'm like, the simplest things can make the most profound changes in your life. If you're thankful for the things that you have on a day-to-day basis, from the cups you drink out of to the grass you have in your front yard, it's going to make, whenever those really big things happen and they come along, it's going to make those bigger things just that much more immense in gratitude that you'll feel it. Like, I think, and it's so, and I can't reiterate this enough, that gratitude is a vibrational frequency, and it's a higher vibrational frequency. And when you are practicing a higher vibrational frequency more frequently, what is going to happen? It's going to attract more of that same high vibrational frequency. And then it'll just be easier for you to go about your every single day tasks in that higher state of being. And then you'll interact with other people, and then you'll rub off on them. They'll be like, man, like, they were really optimistic. Maybe I should be like a little more grateful for today. Like, I've met people like that where I'm not having a great day and they're being the most lovely and optimistic person. And again, their energy is lifting me up. And I'm like, wow, like, I'm glad I had an encounter with that person. I'm having gratitude for that person entering in my life today. And now everything after that, like, it's making my day better. Like, so that's just, it's just another way to just spread the love and spread the good vibes. Like, again, I know it sounds cheesy, but like, seriously, y'all, like, if you, nobody wants to be around a negative Nelly all day, every day. It's okay to be negative sometimes, but like all day, every day, like, no, nobody wants that. Nobody wants, I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be around that person. Yeah. Sorry, not sorry.
And if you're sitting here and you're like, I have a negative relationship, whether it be a friend, coworker, whatever, and you're like, why the hell would I like think about what I'm grateful for about them? Think about like when you are interacting with other people and you know that somebody's just kind of like weird around you and you can tell, and you're just like, you're not going to be your happy, fulfilled, loving, thoughtful self. You're not going to go give that person a gift. You're not going to treat them well. You're feeling this weird energy that that person is putting out because they're not really grateful for you and they don't really like you. And you can just tell because it's this unspoken, it's called energy.
Yes.
And so when you are feeling that way towards somebody that you don't like and you're being ungrateful, it's when you're being ungrateful and you're not being actively grateful for what you have in your life, it's emitting a different frequency, and energetically that person is feeling it. So it could be subtle. It could be your subconscious mind, the mind that is not even consciously active. It could be an unspoken thing that's just happening. But those relationships in your life, if you start to emit the higher frequency, finding even the smallest thing, I'm happy that person's breathing, like yes, any small thing that you're grateful for, your vibration heightens in towards them and they just watch. The reactions between you guys are going to flourish. Things are going to happen. Like my relationship has changed so much. It's just so insane. And again, it's a inner work because same, you're inner yeah, changing your energetic frequency
yeah,
towards whatever is not going right. And you can really think about the things that are not going right in your life, whether it's like spiritually, religious, family, work, whatever area you want to look at. The things that are going wrong are the things that you have not been grateful for and have taken advantage of.
Correct.
Personally.
Yes, absolutely. And I feel like whenever you have gratitude and those relationships, like you said, they just flourish. Like they mm-hmm, really do. And
it's weird.
It is.
It's so strange because like when you're doing it and you're really like having like, I have to be grateful about this. Like I'm just feeling anger. I'm feeling sadness yeah, or I'm feeling, and it's just like, no, just like, just be truly grateful.
Yeah.
Feel the feelings. Like what helped me was there's a practice putting pictures of your relationships that you, that are closest to you, and then talking to the picture. And like saying what you're grateful for.
Yes.
And honestly, I started crying when I did that practice because I realized like, I haven't said these things to my mom. I haven't said these to my boyfriend. I don't even know if I said it to Kylie. Like, I'm like, we don't say what we're grateful for each other. Like, yeah, why is this such an inner dialogue? Why yeah, am I not saying I'm so grateful X, Y, and Z?
Like, I feel like over the last 2 weeks, I think my husband has heard every single day that I'm grateful for something about him or things that he does or just him as a human being, or I'll be very, very specific. And he's like, thank you. And I'm like, mm-hmm, I can just see that simple like energy exchange, like lighting him up. I'm definitely somebody like I'm that person. I'm like, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. And like, I'll just tell him I love him a million times. But like, I feel like actually telling him specific things and gratitude has more power behind it. And I'm like, hey, I'm so grateful that you are like willing to work a full-time job so I can work a part-time job. Like, y'all, I'm so fucking grateful for that because like it has helped my healing journey. I would have never been able to heal from the like hormonal imbalances and like cortisol overloads that I was experiencing if it wasn't for him showing me grace and just being like, yeah, like work part-time for sure. Like I'm so grateful for him every single day. Like I tell him that so often. I'm like, I'm really grateful for you. I hope you know that. And he's like, I'm really grateful for you that you do all these other things around the house. And I'm like, thanks. Like, so it's like little things. Like, I mean, to me, that's actually a big thing that actually had like physical effects on the rest of my life that I'm like able to heal because of that. And I'm just like, it could be so easy for me to be super ungrateful that I'd be like, oh, now I work part time. Now I don't want to work at all. Like, you got to make all the money. I don't have that mindset towards my husband. I'm like, no, like, I still want to make money and I don't expect him to make all of the money. I am just so grateful that he's willing to meet me in the middle. Yeah. Like, and I don't ever want to like, yeah, I don't ever want to have a mindset where I'm just like, well, I deserve this. Like, you know, there are literally people out there that are like, I don't want to work. I need somebody to take care of me. And that's that. And I'm like, you're not going to attract somebody that is willing to like take care of you because you're not being grateful.
Yeah,
I can guarantee you can attract somebody that will, you know, flourish and like allow you to be the person that you want to be. But you have to be like grateful that they're doing those things, not just expectant of them doing those things. I was going to say, do you have anything else like that you do for like practicing gratitude, or like besides just like, I know you've been doing like your book on a day-to-day basis. Do you have like any other way that you just, do you just like stop throughout the day and like kind of bring yourself back into the mindfulness whenever you catch yourself like drifting?
Yeah. And I've started to notice like my negative talk or negative. I notice, if you say something negative, you should say 10 positive gratitude things about it.
I like that.
So, if I'd be like, oh yeah, this day was like so shitty, I'll be like, but I'm so grateful that I woke up today, or yes, like, but I'm so grateful. I'll always be like, but I'm so grateful for this. Or I'll hear my boyfriend will come home, and of course I'm still going to like be here to let him vent and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I'm so grateful that you're alive, babe. I love you. Like, yeah. I'm so grateful that you made it home.
Yeah.
Like, I'll still like add a gratitude same after it.
I like that.
Because we've been consumed with negativity, because we've not been taught to be grateful. It is a practice that it's like every single day. And I think about like why I'm wearing glasses, why my eyesight has been going like throughout my life bad, why my mom lost her hearing. And it's like, I wonder if there's things that we could be doing and be grateful for. So every day that I wake up now and I see, I'm like, wow, I'm so grateful. I get to see the colors and the shapes and the people I love and all these things. Like, I'm so grateful for this because I'm like, holy shit. And it's not because I'm even saying, cause I want something out of it. I'm just like, holy shit. Like the fact I'm grateful for my glasses that I can still see.
Yes.
I'm grateful that I can still hear. Holy shit. Like my hand starts to hurt. This is a big one that happens all the time. My hand will start to hurt as I'm writing down my gratitude. And I'm like, I'm so grateful that I can write.
Oh my God. Yeah. It gets better. Cause like, I feel like the more I write, the more my hand strengthens back up, because like I was writing yesterday and I was like, my hand hurts, but I was like, I'm so, I was like the same. I'm like, I'm so thankful that I'm actually writing to the extent that my hand is hurting. Like, how often do we actually sit down and write nowadays?
Yeah.
A lot of people, maybe they do, but I think most people don't. And I'm like, I'm so thankful that we have like all these little notes. But I was going to add, as you said, with like going kind of into a negative mindset. So we send a lot of voice memos back and forth to each other. And there's been several, well, like I literally had one probably, I want to say 3 days ago. And I started being negative in this voice note. And I had something cross my mind that I was like, I don't think I'm going to send this voice note, but I'm going to continue to talk it out like I am talking to you. Mm-hmm. And I continued just like venting and expressing myself in this voice note. And then at the end of it, I didn't end up sending it. And that was like the one that I was like, this is the third time I'm sending you this voice note. And honestly, like talking it out on a voice note, or just talking it out in general, praying it out, getting it out there without having it actually be a person and like being a recipient of it is so helpful. It's so. And I'm like, wow, I felt like I just talked to somebody, but I didn't like bombard them with my negativity. I literally just like let it out into the universe. And then the universe like, you know, transmuted that energy. And now I feel okay. Instead of me
focused on like what you were grateful for and actually admitted that to another energy, which was like me.
Exactly. Yeah. Which I'm like, sometimes you just got to talk about things with your friends. But then there's just other times where I'm like, hold up. Like, I've already expressed this to this person before about like a certain person or situation in my life. And I'm like, it's not that important right now. There's other important things. There's more important things right now. And it was just so funny. And I still have that voice memo in there. And I was like, if you are listening to this, just know that I can like contemplated on sending this. And I didn't end up sending it. And I was like, are those the tornado? It's the first Wednesday.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
That's how you know you live in the Midwest, you guys.
It's tornado season. No.
Yeah. Every first Wednesday of the month. Wait. Oh, okay. I guess it is the first Wednesday of the month. Because last week started on Thursday, our first podcast episode. Yeah. Anyways, they're testing the tornado sirens. And I'm like, what do you say at? Yes, thankful we have tornado sirens that warn us if there's a crazy tornado outside and wakes us up out of our sleep.
I know there is. I'm thankful for tornadoes. I don't know why, but I'm grateful for them.
I feel like long as they avoid us.
Yeah.
Like, and avoid everybody else. They just hit in the middle of a field and all the cows run away.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's kind of like a good way to release that negative mindset is talking it out to the universe, to God, to source energy, to just having it in a voice note. I didn't listen to the voice note back. Sometimes I do listen to it back and I'm like, huh, okay, now I've said it, now I've heard it, I'm gonna let it go. Like, I'm completing the cycle. Like, I think that is one huge way that I complete the cycle of like feeling in a negative mindset, because you guys, like, negativity will arise. Let it flow. Don't suppress it. Like, let it flow out. That's fine. But I just didn't feel the need that I was like, okay, most of this message is really positive. And then yeah, towards the end, I started going on a rambling rampage and I was like, no, we're not sending this. We're not sending this. And I know, like, literally a couple days prior to that, you're like, I am re-recording this voice memo because I was being negative. And I'm like, okay, you do it too. Like, yeah, it's good to know.
I definitely do that.
Like,
yeah, I definitely talk it out. I'm like, ugh. I'm like, okay, but what am I grateful for? And it's not even, and this isn't like a toxic positivity that you're not allowed to do negativity. It's just that, like, our brains are trying to always be negative.
Yeah.
And like, okay, we'll let it out, but we don't need to share it with each other because.
Yeah. Or at least all the time. Like, I share things with you, but I'm like, it's generally the same topics over and over again that like stress me out and kind of cause this negative conflict inside of me. And I'm like, you already know about what I am experiencing. No matter how much I tell you, there's nothing you can do about the situation. Like, there's
the
nothing
more that what we focus on and what we feel into is what we're attracting more of.
Yeah. So I'm like, no, we're not talking about that situation to every single person around me. I already talked to the situation to my dad about it. Okay, that was one person I talked to. I already talked to the situation about my husband. That's the second person. I'm like, there doesn't need to be a third or fourth or fifth person that I'm talking to about this certain situation. Like, we're done.
Yeah.
One person is enough. Maybe two people and maybe no people.
Like, yeah. And then it's just like, after getting out of the negativity, it's like, okay, how can we focus on what's grateful for that person or for that situation or for this? How can I send love? How can I raise my vibration to help energetically?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's the next step. Yeah. Like, let it out, release it, talk about it, talk about your frustrations, and then just be like, well, you know, I'm grateful for this person for, you know, XYZ, or I'm grateful, excuse me, for this situation for XYZ.
And like saying thank you every single day, like I try to do this. And again, my mind, I'm saying trying because I am doing, I'm not trying, I'm doing, but it's a practice of before I eat, thank you.
Yes.
Before, when I get in the shower, I'm like, oh, I love this hot water. I'm so grateful for this hot water. Like just it's trying so to tune in again to the present, to that feeling of how grateful you are that you get to do these things. And it's not, let's focus on who, oh yeah, I get to do this because other people can't. No. That's not what we're saying, but like you get to do this. You're expansive and the universe is here for you and you have so many good things going for you. You get to be here.
Yeah. Everything's magical, dude. Like, look at it as like, it's literal, like every part of your life is magical, from the food you eat to the water that you're bathing in. Like, being able to experience these and the senses that we experience them in is so magical. Like again, it just comes down to like mindfulness and like romanticizing your life. Like, why not? What's the harm that can come out of like romanticizing your life a little bit? Just being so grateful and so thankful for the lavish cups that we get to drink out of on a day-to-day basis, and like our matcha lattes and our, you know, lattes that we get to make every day. Like, so fucking grateful for that, and just romanticize it and level it up. And there's nothing wrong with that. I would rather be called extra in life by doing stuff like that than just not be thankful for those things. Yes. Like, why are you so extra with your teas? Why does it take you 20 minutes to make a tea? And it's like, because it's a whole experience, baby. Like, we are rolling through it from the minute we put the tea leaves in to the minute that we're mixing the beverage together. I'm having so much like gratitude and intention going into it. Like, and imagine like if we had, again, that mentality with things on a day-to-day basis, from the things we're actually ingesting, how's it going to break down in our body? Like, if we're eating food and angry about the food we're eating, like, how's it going to break down into our body? Like, I don't know. That's another
whole. Yeah, you're putting an angry energy into food and then consuming that angry energy. Yeah. Like, yeah.
It's like, how's your tummy going to react? Yeah. Mine not well.
Yeah.
So I think it can just be like little things like that. I think it's actually, now that you mention it, I have been bad about like praying before I eat, or at least just like having a moment of gratitude before I eat. And that's something, like, whenever you mentioned that, I was like, I need to start doing that again.
Yeah.
Because I think it makes me slow down so much.
It's definitely gratitude. And my favorite new thing to slow down, because we have an episode on slowing down, and it's it's going to help you create the life you want. And it's so hard. Like, how do you slow down? It's like my favorite tool has been this 10 things that I'm grateful for. I write down, I am grateful for blank because of blank. And then after I write down my 10 things, I go back and I read through it and I really think about it. And I say, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I feel it. I'm like so grateful. That takes me about 5 to 10 minutes. Well, it takes me about 10 minutes. And that is my favorite self slowing down self. Like yeah. When we talk about putting ourselves first and like finding time for you, that is my favorite time. That is my favorite practice. That has been like my new favorite thing. And if anybody wants, like, how do you slow down? Like, how do you start putting yourself first? Take time to write down what you're grateful for.
Yes.
Because it literally changes the vibration in you. And yes. Then you go about your day, not rushed, not on cortisol high. And then you're just, it just elevates you. Like, this is like the coolest tool.
Yeah.
It's literally fucking magic. I even wrote down three mornings ago. I was like, I am so grateful for gratitude because this is changing my fucking life.
Yes.
Like I literally wrote down, I was grateful for gratitude.
Yeah. And you're reading and it's actually coming from a book called The Magic. Like there's a reason why it's called The Magic.
It's fucking magical.
It is. And I think mindfulness and gratitude are the first two things in your steps to like creating a magical life, honestly, and creating an all life of an abundance, because you can't have abundance if you don't have gratitude and mindfulness. Like yeah. Point blank period. So like, yeah, definitely. And again, you can practice gratitude from having gratitude from even just the silverware you have to having a house. Like, I mean, there's so many things. And for a lot of us, and for myself included, work has to be something that I'm so grateful for. I'm so thankful I get to go to work every day. And therefore, because if I have like this continuation of a lack of gratitude around my work, I feel like it's going to create a resistance for what I'm actually supposed to be doing for work. Mm-hmm. If I'm like just grumpy about going to work every day, my manifestations can no longer work because I have a resistance to work. So it's like, oh, well, you're not being grateful for this. Well, I'm not going to show you the opportunity that's going to, you know, lead you to the next quote unquote level of your career success and stuff like that. So it's just, yeah, it's the first thing to practicing manifestation is having mindfulness and gratitude.
Yeah.
Because like you will block all manifestations if you do not have this gratitude, or you might, like I said on yesterday and the last episode, that like with gratitude, you can still, or with manifestation, you can still get your manifestation that you've been wanting, but then like something bad will happen after it because you have negative feelings connected to it. Like you got that raise at your job, but then the position was, you know, nixed like a week and a half later. Like that'd be horrible. So just yes, be mindful, be grateful, and then manifest it.
Yeah. So if there was just one thing, we really wanted to go over like what gratitude was, but there was this one thing, is if you, I would say doing the magic, it's not a huge book. I'm not a huge reader. Like I just haven't been, like I'm trying, but like, I've always been that person. The Magic, amazing. But even if you don't want to do The Magic, cause there's way more actionable tips, writing things down, saying things 3 times a day. Like there's so many cool things that'll help you speed up the magic of gratitude.
Yeah.
But I would just say get up 5 to 10 minutes earlier and write down. It doesn't have to be 10. I do 10. 3 things that you're grateful for and feel into it and just start to see what happens to the rest of your day.
Yeah.
That's like my biggest tip. And then do you have a big tip that you want to like leave off on for what that they can focus on and do either starting today or tomorrow, or that's going to change?
I really think that for me, I keep bringing up the word mindfulness, but I mean, you can even just be walking, take a walk in nature mindfully. Every single footstep that you're taking, how does the ground feel beneath you? Mm. What are you looking at the trees? Like, what are you perceiving? Because again, a lot of the time, whenever we do tasks, even just like writing stuff down that we're grateful for, it's very easy for our minds to wander.
Yes.
And we need to bring them back in. Graciously, don't yank it back in, but pull it back in. Say, okay, like we're coming back to center. Like, what are we thinking about? We're dozing off and talking about what we're going to do later today. No, we're going to bring it back in. Like, I think just practicing things like that have just helped me maintain a more focused mindset. And when I have a more focused mindset, I am able to be more present and be more gracious for the things that are currently in front of me instead of thinking about 2 hours ahead or 2 hours behind.
Yes. And my mind wanders now. Again, I know I mentioned this in the last episode and I almost forgot to talk about it in the magic, that besides the two practices that no matter what I'm doing, no matter what, probably for the rest of my life, yeah, is the writing down the gratitude, but the magic rock that is even talked about on The Secret, and you're finding a small rock, which is really funny, like synchronicity. My boyfriend actually gave me this rock, and then he, when I told him I was needing to look for a rock that day, he like went to our back bedroom and was like, here babe, is this gonna work? And it's literally perfect because I reread the passage and it was like, small, fits in your palm, soft. And I was like, oh my god, this is crazy. But what you do, the practice is that night before you go to bed, you keep this rock on your bedside table and then you hold it in your hand, and then you start, like, you lay in bed, close your eyes, and holding this rock, think about from the start of like when you woke up, everything that was good throughout the day, every little thing, that went good today. And then after you've gone through your entire day in your mind, mm-hmm, you pick the best thing. Like, what was the best thing, the greatest thing that happened?
Yeah.
And then you say thank you to that thing, and then you put your rock down, and that's it. So you've ended the day with gratitude, and then in the morning you start your day with what am I grateful for, and writing that down. And those two things, like, I love my magic rock. Like, it's a fucking rock and I love it. I like literally hold it and I'm just like, and then my mind does sometimes wander because I'll be thinking about my day and then some like negative thing or like my work will like come in, and then I'm just like, okay. And like you said, like not yanking it back and being mean to yourself, but like, I was like, oh wait, okay, what else happened? And then I'm just like holding this rock, and sometimes it'll take me 2 minutes and sometimes I'll be holding it for 10 minutes and then I roll over, and most of the time, like how you said that you're telling Dylan that you're so grateful, I'll like put my rock down and be like, babe, I love you, I'm so grateful for you. Aww. And I give him a kiss and I go to bed.
Yeah,
like it just puts me in such a like lovely mood.
Yeah like it's almost like, I guess it's maybe the feeling of endorphins running through your body, which I guess would be the right terminology, because it literally feels like sparkles like running through my body. Like that's just the best way that I can like describe it. It like starts in like my chest area and then like expands out of my chest and into my head and into the rest of my body. And it's just like a tingly, happy sensation. And then, yeah, it just turns into ultimate, just pure happiness. I get that same feeling whenever I watch a sunrise or a sunset or go see something really beautiful like the Grand Canyon or, you know, so on and so forth. I like have immense gratitude whenever I see stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, geez Louise, like we live on an earth with these gorgeous, gorgeous things. Like how, like what are people living in? Like how do people not care about these things? And again, I think it's just because we become so fixated on our instant gratification in our society that we just forget about the beauty that's around us. And I think that's really another important thing about gratification, is like beautifying things. And there's just so many beautiful, simple things around us that we can really be appreciative of.
Yeah. And it's crazy, when I started doing this rock practice, it really does. You don't realize how many good things happen throughout your day until you start to think about it and you're like, holy shit, there are so many good things that happened today.
And isn't it funny? Like, so something I've been noticing whenever I'm going into like meditative states is the minute my mind starts to wander, and then I'm like, oh, we're wandering. Like now I'm aware that my mind is wandering off into the ethers. I don't know where the fuck it's going. And I'm like, hold on, we're praying, come back. Like it'll literally happen in the middle of me praying about like thanking the universe for the day that I've had. I'm like, thank you so much for this beautiful day. And that's kind of how in my night is. I'm like, I'm so grateful for this, this, and this. And I literally... And then in like 10 seconds into this prayer, I'm like drifting off into something. I'm like, oh, you remember that person that you like honked at today because they wouldn't go with the green light? Like, and I'm like, yeah, like, and it's just so funny now that we're catching how our minds just naturally wander. And I'm trying to get it to the point where my mind wanders into positivity versus negativity.
Ooh, I love that.
Because a lot of the time it just wanders and I'm fucking wandering into not even necessarily negativity, but less of a higher vibrational frequency.
Yeah, if you think about what you're actually thinking about, it pulls your energy down.
Yeah,
it makes you feel every time crappy.
And I'm like, hold on. And it's funny that now we're catching it, because then sometimes I wouldn't notice that I was lost in thought. I wouldn't finish my prayer. And then I'd go to bed anxious and really just anxious. And I'm like, oh, all because I got lost in thought, and a thought that didn't even really need my energy like that. Yeah. So it is, that's a whole nother thing is, yeah, practicing when your mind wanders, because it happens. It totally does. It's very normal, but bring it back. And then, yeah, my goal is when my mind starts to wander, it wanders into creativity. It wanders into love. It wanders into that. Like, how can I make my day better? What can we do today? Like, oh, podcasting ideas. Like, again, just I want my mind to wander into creativity. Versus yes. negativity.
I love that.
So
love that.
You hear me, universe?
Love that intention. Yes.
Yes. So yeah, those are really just some of the little gracious tips I have. And if I had to put it in a like order, it would be mindfulness, gratitude, and then manifestation. And I feel like that's kind of the order that you need to go in whenever you are going full send into stuff like this. Because then you'll just like have a more gratitude mindset, and therefore you'll have more manifestations that come to you that are positive. And you didn't even ask for them. It's just resonating with you, and you're getting the vibrational frequencies back in which you're emitting. It's like, oh, I didn't know I needed that. The universe did. And sometimes you're like, I did need that, and I did ask for that, and it came to me abundantly. Yeah. And I think that's like the most amazing thing. So it's really... I got to read the magic. I got to do that book. You're yes. inspiring me.
Yes. Unfortunately, I mean, I can buy it for you, but I'm not giving up my book. I'm like, this is a book that you're going to want to keep totally and do fine. Multiple times.
No.
Like, all the time. Like,
I don't blame you.
This is already my second time. Like, normally I'm like, oh yeah, you can have the book. But I'm like, no. I will gift you a book, but this is.
And that's how you know it's a good book, because you can implement that practice anytime you feel like you've slipped away from it. Or like you said, it's a consistent practice. What did you say for 28 days?
28 days. And if you miss one day, you go back.
You go back 3 days.
3 days.
Because it takes a consistent 28 days for you to rewire your mind, to make it a habit. And then, you know, 6 months, it's going to be a personality trait at that time. So like, I know it might sound hard now to be like, so I have to like be thankful about the water that I'm drinking out of this cup. Yes.
Think about how ridiculous it is that we aren't thankful for the water yes,
and
that we drink.
Like the shit that water literally has to go through, literally like being cleaned and everything that it goes through just
it
to get
us alive.
Clean water is amazing. Like there's a whole department that is dedicated to water treatment. Yeah. And we are so like, this isn't very good. Like, I don't like it. Like it's something we take advantage of. But then like, so even with simple things like that, so it's like if you have that mentality of gratitude for that, then like over the next 6 months, it's going to just become second nature to you.
Yes.
And it's like you don't even have to think about it anymore. You are just grateful whenever you pour that cup of water. And that's it.
And it's all just about, yeah, practicing and rewiring by repetition.
Yes. Yeah. And that's it. Yeah, that's really in the first couple of weeks, you're going to be like, I'm feeling irritated because I'm being so positive and so optimistic. Like there were points in time where I'm just like getting on my own nerves and I'm like, good, good, demons, good. Get out of here. Get out of here. Whoever I'm scaring away in here that is, I'm, you know, having that feeling of like resistance, like get the fuck out of my auric field. Like I don't need you anyways. So it's just, yeah, now I don't feel that anymore. And every day I wake up, generally the first thing I do whenever I wake up is I'm like, how did I sleep last night? Well, I didn't sleep too well. What are we going to focus on today? Okay, well, this is what we're going to focus on today. And we're going to have a great day regardless. Like today, I was like, oh man, I didn't wake up. I didn't sleep very well. But I was like, I get to make tea though. And I'm going to take time making this tea. And it's going to give me energy. And then I'm going to go to bed early tonight. And then I'm going to get back on track. And it's fine. I'm not worried about it. It's fine. I'm going to be able to be a 5 a.m. girly eventually. That's the hopes. Got to reset someday. I could have let that ruin my whole day. I've been like, Ashlyn, I don't want a podcast today. I slept really bad last night. I'm just going to be sulky and sad and then sleep in until 10 a.m. But I was like, no, we're good. We're fine. It's fine.
Yay. And I'm so happy that you were still wanting to come over, because I was like,
oh my God, yeah.
I was like, I'm going to be a good friend and care about her. But I hope she says she'll still come over and podcast. Yeah. Because I feel like we have good things to talk about.
Yes. I'm like, no, that's fine. Sleep deprivation. I can do a day of sleep deprivation. Being on my period, though, I'm like, no. Nah, I need to be introvertious.
Which update? We have officially synced completely to the day.
Isn't that crazy?
And we synced on the launch day of our first episode. Our start of our period.
Amazing. So it is true. It is true that women, whenever they get around each other, yes, your cycles will sync up.
Yes.
Crazy. Yeah. Like so, so wild. I mean, your cycle was 2 weeks ahead of mine at one point in time. Mm-hmm. And now we started on the exact same day.
It's all energy.
I was like, wow, I love it. It's powerful, man. It's so powerful. Yeah. But anyways, I think that was a really good episode. Yes. I feel like we gave a lot of tips, and I know, I'm sorry, I probably reiterated the same thing over and over again, but like, it's just so important for me to be like, it's just that easy. It really is.
I think I love repetition. Yeah, I've stopped getting annoyed with myself when I repeat things because I'm like, I need things repeated to me.
Yeah, same.
We all, if in this like process of rewiring and learning to accept that we can put ourselves first, we are worthy, we can choose a life of our dreams. It's so much repetition.
Yeah,
because there's so much other repetitions that's been in our mind to tell us the other way. So yeah.
So okay, but that makes me feel better.
I'm grateful for you, Kylie.
I'm grateful for you too, and our friendship and this podcast. And I'm grateful for everybody who listens to this. And I hope that you get what you need out of this and start practicing mindfulness and gratitude on a day-to-day basis.
Yes.
And we'll probably do a whole episode about mindfulness too. Like, that's a whole nother concept as well, but they go hand in hand.
Yes. So, but yes, we are very grateful for you and hope you have an amazing, beautiful day.
Yes, love you all. Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Check out the show notes to discover more information on what you just heard.
For more information and to connect with us on a deeper level, follow us on Instagram at GirlDoYouFirst.
This podcast is for entertainment and informational purposes only and should not be considered professional or medical advice.
We are not licensed therapists or medical professionals and are only sharing our own personal journeys.
We appreciate you tuning in with an open mind and taking action in your own life through professional advice or your own self.
We hope you have a beautiful day. And don't forget, you deserve love and to put yourself first.